order. Please rise for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Here.
Commissioner Langraff? Let the record reflect Commissioner Langraff is absent. Mayor Holtzman?
Here. Pursuant to the Open Public Meeting Act, adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the law. For anyone out there in the public, we do a workshop portion and then we go immediately into our regular meeting when we vote on resolutions and ordinances. So we'll get started. We have no presentations tonight, correct, Maria?
Correct.
Department head reports nothing. Okay, no capital discussions. So in our regular meeting, the following items will be the items that we will be voting on. We first have the minutes of May 13th, 2021, our regular meeting. We will have an introduction of ordinance 2021-012, and that's amending chapter 149 of the Code of the City of Ventnor Mercantile Licensing Section 149-5 fees. And this is relating to rentals of 30 days or less. The fee is $350, am I correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Anything on that too? No, we're good. Next, we'll be introducing ordinance 2021-013, amending and supplementing chapter 109, dumpsters and portable storage units, section 109-4, permit fees and duration. And this is saying that there are to be no dumpster construction or pods on public streets between June 15th through Labor Day. We'll go with that. Okay. The next ordinance we will be introducing is a bond ordinance, and I'm going to let our CFO Al just give us a little color on it.
So. Yes, this ordinance is authorized us to make purchases for energy cost efficiency.
Al, can you come up to the mic there so people can hear you?
Oh, use the mic.
Use the mic. Sorry. There.
I think the up.
Yeah, you go to the yeah.
You the big
go to
mic.
Public mic.
Public mic.
Sorry.
This ordinance is a ordinance for our energy efficient programs. It's basically set up solar panels throughout the city. It's for LED lights, and it's mostly for the project to save the money. We're going to use the savings to mostly finance this, that we're trying to do, but it will save us, but we're going to put the money up front to get these savings.
Great. Thank you. We'll go with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Next, we will have three public hearings and then adoptions of the following ordinances. The first one is 2021-009, and that is amending and supplementing the City Code Section 102-116, which prohibits the use and location and operation of any class of cannabis business within the geographical boundaries of the City of Ventnor. Okay with that? And for the public, just so you know, we had a deadline of August 18th, I think, Tim McGuire, something around there. 15th, whatever. We had a choice to opt in or opt out. If you opt in, you're stuck in for 5 years. If you opt out, you can opt in at any time. So we, the commission, decided it was best to opt out right now and wait and see.
I believe it's August 22nd, Mayor.
22nd. So we were both wrong. Thank you, Tim. The next is 2021-010, and that's amending and supplementing section 170 of the Code of the City Ventnor to prohibit the smoking of cannabis products in public places owned by the city. And this is in line with our other ordinance that deals with smoking of whether it's cigarettes, cigars, pipes, and vaping. Correct? Okay, yes. Next is ordinance 2021-111, and this is supplementing chapter 47 sewer and water utility fees. And we discussed this last meeting, our water, the water fees to be consistent based on whether they're in, out, and the size of them. Correct, Ed? Without getting technical, in pipe or out pipe or whatever. I got lost there a little bit.
And it's no change in fees. It's
just codified.
Right. It's no change in the fees, it's just having it on the books.
Right.
Okay, so we'll go with that. Okay, next we will have resolutions, and actually we added one on the bench, so it goes to 215. So it's resolutions 2021-201 through 2021-215. The first one is 2021-201, and that's renewing the liquor license for the Liquor and Wines Inc., which is the Plaza Liquor to most people. The next is 2021-202, renewing the liquor license for White Star Liquor. The next is resolution 2021-203, and that's approving the liquor license renewal for Ventnor Spirits by Right Liquors. I think that's the one in the plaza. Then there is 2021-204, and this is authorizing a change of title of Gregory Smith to Beach Patrol Lieutenant. This is backfilling a vacant position. It is not an additional position in that at that level. Correct, Tim?
Yes.
Okay. Next is 2021-205, and this is amending resolution 025 of 2021, the cash management plan, to include authorization following electronic fund transfers to vendors and additional protective measures to secure a payment transaction. I think that's self-explanatory, but you want to just add color to the public, for the public?
I just want to make sure this is a new legislation that is allowing municipalities, mostly because of COVID, whereas you don't have to issue paper checks to vendors if you don't want to, and allow AFT payments. And also what it has as a better measure is a piece of software for the bank. There's no cost in the city where we protected for cyber protection if we were to decide to use that AFT. Vendors do not have to use it, but it's just an option if you want.
And then the payment process is quicker and less.
So people will get the payment the next morning.
Exactly.
Waiting for a check.
Less labor hours too.
Correct.
Wonderful. Great. Thank you, Al. We go with that, Tim?
Yes.
Okay. Next is 2021-206, and that's approving an agreement contract for the Surf School Camp and Ocean Safety Instruction Camp concession. We go with that?
Yes.
Next is 2021-207, and this is approving the renewal of the liquor license for Florida Cold Cuts. We're good. Next is, awarding a resolution 2021-208, and that is awarding a contract to Charles Marandino for contract and drainage improvements for Richards and Troy Avenue, not to exceed $199,647. And he was the lowest bidder, correct, Ed?
Yes, ma'am. That is correct. Eight bids, and Marandino was the lowest bidder.
Thank you. Yeah, we got a lot of bids on that project. I saw that. That's good. Next is 2021-209, and that's awarding GE Rosencrantz, PESECB, for structural engineering services for proposed parklets, not to exceed 2,000. That's your stick, correct?
Yep, okay. Very simple. Just right. Needed for some safety oversight and some
railings and whatever.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Consultant.
Gotcha. Sounds good. Next is 2021-210, and this is authorizing season part-time employment for the city of Ventnor, and this deals with our summer camp counselors that we have at the VECC and also our beach maintenance staff. Okay. Next is 2021-211, and this is a resolution, New Jersey supporting sustainable land use pledge. That was a big packet, but to recap, it talks about our pledge for regional cooperation with neighboring cities, transportation choices, natural resource, housing options, mixed land use of retail and residential. Does that sort of wrap it all up?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm good? We're good? Yep. Next is resolution 2021-212, and this is approving renewal of a liquor license for Santucci's. Next is 2021-213, and this is authorizing a release of a partial performance guarantee for the Ventnor Memorial Park. The original was $19,749.60, and it was reduced down to $6,336, correct? Okay. The next is resolution 2021-214, and that's amending resolution 296 of 2020, decreasing the amount of the change order for the reconstruction of Hampshire Drive. That was originally at 112, and it went, the final was 80,435, correct? Okay. And the one, the resolution added to the bench is 2021-215, and that is reappointing two school board members, Doug Biaggi and Michael Hagelgans. We good?
Yeah.
Then we will have approval of our bills and payrolls. We do not have any discussion items tonight, correct? Okay. So the next is, I will open up to the public. Anyone in the public, if you'd like to speak, it is only on what I just discussed that we will be voting on. We will have another public portion if you want to talk about something other than what we're going to vote on this evening. Do I have a motion to open to the public?
Motion to open to the public.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, Jim.
All right, is anybody from the public who wishes to speak on any of the items that are being have been discussed or being voted on tonight? Please make yourself known within Zoom by raising your hand or within the chat feature, and you'll be recognized. I do not see anyone.
Okay, do I have a motion to close public portion?
Motion to close.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Do I have a motion to close the workshop portion of the meeting and call to order the regular meeting?
Motion to close workshop portion.
And call to order.
Call to order.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, do I have a motion to approve the minutes of May 13th, 2021?
Motion to approve minutes of May 13th, 2021.
I'll second it. Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Kriegel?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next is the ordinance introduction 2021-012. Do I have a motion to introduce this ordinance?
Motion to introduce ordinance 2021-012.
I'll second it. Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriegel?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next is ordinance introduction of 2021-113. Do I have a motion to introduce this this ordinance?
Motion to introduce ordinance 2021-13.
I'll second it. Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriegel?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next is introduction of ordinance 2021-014. Do I have a motion?
Motion to introduce ordinance 2021-014.
I'll second it. Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriegel?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we will have the public hearing. This is open to the public on the ordinance 2021-009. Do I have a motion to open to the public for the hearing?
Motion, open the motion public hearing, ordinance 2021-009.
Okay. I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, Jim.
Anybody from the public who wishes to speak or question on ordinance 2021-009, please make yourself known within Zoom by raising your hand or within the chat feature, and you'll be recognized. I do not see anyone.
Okay, do I have a motion to close the public hearing on ordinance 2021-009?
Motion to close public hearing as described.
Okay, I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, do I have a motion to adopt ordinance 2021-009?
Motion to adopt ordinance 2021-009.
I'll second it. Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriegel?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we will have the public hearing on ordinance 2021-010. Do I have a motion to open to the public hearing?
Motion to open public hearing on ordinance 2021-010.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Go ahead, Jim.
Anybody from the public who wishes to speak or question on ordinance 2021-010, please make yourself known within Zoom by raising your hand or within the chat feature, and you will be recognized. I do not see anyone.
Do I have a motion to close the public hearing on ordinance 2021-010?
Motion to close public hearing as described.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Do I have a motion to adopt ordinance 2021-010?
Motion to adopt ordinance 2021-010.
I will second it. Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriegel?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we will have the public hearing on ordinance 2021-011. Do I have a motion to open to the public hearing?
Motion to open public hearing on ordinance 2021-011.
I will second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, Jim.
Anybody from the public who wishes to speak or question on ordinance 2021-011, please make yourself known within Zoom by raising your hand or within the chat feature, and you will be recognized. I do not see anyone.
Do I have a motion to close the public hearing on ordinance 2021-011?
Motion to close the ordinance public hearing as described.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Do I have a motion to adopt ordinance 2021-011?
Motion to adopt ordinance 2021-011.
I'll second it. Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we will adopt the resolutions by consent, numbers 2021-201 through 2021-215. Do I have a motion to adopt these resolutions by consent?
Motion to adopt resolutions by consent as described.
I will second it. Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we will have our CFO give us our bills and payroll for this period. Al, will you please state them for us?
Yes, the payroll for this period was $576,636.02. And the bill list for this period was $1,176,888.06.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve bills and payroll stated by our CFO?
Motion to approve bills and payroll as described.
Lisa, roll call, please. I'll second it. Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Do we have any announcements or safety reports?
None in particular. We can just read this into the record.
Okay.
Or have it introduced into the record.
Great. Thank you. Commissioner comments or report? I have one thing I'd like to say. Do you have anything, Tim?
Brief, very brief. Just to thank the Donna and Dina for their work on the concert, and it's a great start to kick off those. Actually, I guess there was an earlier concert on the beach, but the Ski Beach venue is being used, and it was very popular. Had a lot of thank yous and a great start.
Great, thank you. I like to mention something because I'm a numbers person. Looking over, Maria sent me something from our tax assessor, and I got very excited. The tax appeals in the city of Ventnor from the year of 2016 to present has been reduced by 182%.
Wow.
Wow is right.
And the cost of that.
The cost of it. This, yes.
It's in the hundreds of thousands.
It's huge. In 2016, there was 988 tax appeals. So far in 2021, which the deadline's over, there was 18. So besides the cost and people not appealing it, which doesn't affect our taxes, but also not paying an attorney to go right to court. So I had to do the numbers forward and backwards, and I did them three times. I knew by looking at the numbers, but it's a reduction of 182% in tax appeals, which is a major plus for our residents. Isn't that great?
Absolutely.
I got very excited with that number.
Well, you should. And we remember when we ran that we were kind of in the minority about talking about the reeval.
Right.
And we kind of had to fight for it.
Exactly.
In our conversations, and a lot, and we still got a lot of pushback throughout the years. But this was the goal line.
This was the end goal of the reval. Besides it having to be done by law, but this is the goal.
Yeah.
This is it. This is the result. It's in black and white. I was so excited when you sent me that, Maria. I was really excited.
Yeah.
So I started playing with numbers.
Well, one of the reasons I pulled it was for today's meeting. Ed, Al, myself, and our consultants had a conference with Standard & Poor's to review our rating because of the school bond sale that's coming up. And I think it went very well.
Well, if it was you and Al, it had to go well.
And Ed,
thank you. They're my superstars.
We'll get a report from them probably next week. It'll next week to review, and we'll know more then. So, you know, the goal is always to maintain. It's really hard to get an upgrade.
Because we got an upgrade.
We might get an upgrade.
Migrate?
Who knows? But, you know, the goal is to
maintain or go up.
We're an A+. We're an A+.
A+ right now, yes.
Decent rating.
Yeah,
great. Yes,
especially
yes. For sure. Well, Al, you've been with us 2 years now.
Yes.
And you have changed that finance department like a 360. You're an asset. Ed, you've been with us for a couple years now, and you're a godsend as well.
Absolutely.
You really are. And at least, of course, you are too, because you're sitting right here. But I do have to say, I know when people give me compliments when I run into them, wherever it may be, I, you know, they say you, I go, no, it's not you, it's my team. And I think that it's all of us. It's our team. It's a team effort. And I think the dynamics between all of the department heads, as well as the elected officials, the meshing of everyone is phenomenal. And I think that's why Ventnor looks the way it does today compared to when we started.
Yeah, boardwalk looks great.
The beach.
The city's looking better and better.
Everything.
The ski beach was amazing last night.
Yeah. It's just, you know, when you have a good, it's like that movie, it was like the hockey team, 1980, the Olympics, when the U.S. hockey team won and beat Russia. And it was
Miracle on Ice.
And it said, do you believe in miracles? And that was like the biggest upset in Olympic history, because they were young guys from all over the United States compared to the pros of Russia. And they had to become a team, and they won. They got the gold medal. And I always use that as an example, because if you do all work together and really work for the same end result, you'll accomplish it. So that's all I have to say.
All right. Can I have a mic?
Yes, sure.
Sorry. Real quickly, we received late word from the county that the Oklahoma Dorset Avenue Bridge is going to continue to
fall. Yeah, I know, because it took me forever to get over the bridge to get here tonight. Thank you, Ed, though.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so now we have a public comment section. This is open to the public. If you'd like to say anything, it doesn't have to relate to what we discussed thus far. Do I have a motion to open to the public?
Motion to open to the public.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, Jim.
Is there anybody from the public who wishes to speak on any items? Please let yourself be known within Zoom by raising your hand or within this chat feature and you'll be recognized. I do not see anyone.
Okay. Do I have a motion to close public comment?
Motion to close public comment.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We do not have an executive session tonight. Am I correct?
Correct.
Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned.
Have a great weekend, everyone. Thank you.